popping my belly for you, yeah.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to it online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, to be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative. Most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why it's Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Tuesdays, here we are. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Spoon, Future Islands, and Daywave. Today's reissue song is from Matthew Sweet off a re-release of his classic Girlfriend album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from Tennis, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get the show started with a tune from Phaser Days. Phaser Days is an indie alt-pop mixed-gendered foursome out of Auckland, New Zealand. Amelia Murray fronts the band, and she's supported by Mark, Elliot, and Ben. They've been together since 2014. Amelia writes and produces from her bedroom. Since their inception, they have released an EP and a couple singles. The latest single is Lucky Girl. I really like these guys, and I hope to hear more from them. New music from Phaser Days here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
As I'm getting closer to you.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you and music you might otherwise miss. Closing off the two-song set with some brand new music from Amy Stroop. Originally, Amy was from Boston and has moved around quite a bit and ended up in Nashville, Tennessee. This singer-songwriter has been working both a solo career and musical partnership with Trent Dabbs as the band Sugar and the High Lows. This new single is called This Is My Time. Came out on January 27th. Changing musical direction with the romantic pop sounds of Molly Birch. She is a relatively new singer-songwriter. She's from Asheville, North Carolina, but recently moved to Austin, Texas. While getting there, adjusted to her new life in Austin, she didn't know anyone. And while she was there, she wrote the song Downhearted. It got the attention of Captured Tracks, a record company. They signed her in August 16th of 2016. I was immediately drawn to the track with its old-timey feel to it, with the dusty Springfield-ish vocal styling. She released that track back in October. Well, she is back with a new album, Please Be Mine, which comes out February 17th. Her single, Downhearted, is included in that new length, full-length album, rather. Since I played that track already, I went with a deeper cut. This is called Wrong For You. New music from Molly Branch here, or Birch, I'm sorry, here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was the latest material from Loose Buttons here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Loose Buttons, which I really like that name as a band. I believe they're originally called the Sins of the Loose Buttons, but I agree with the name shortening. They are an alt-rock foursome based in New York City. Under this new moniker, they released two EPs and two singles. The new effort is an EP, which is entitled Sundays, and has a street date of February 24th, and you just heard Between Brick Walls.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear. Uh-huh. I was about to start up my ATV on a trail near a bunch of dry brush, and Smokey told me that was dangerous, because one spark can start a wildfire.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
No kidding.
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
Kidding. Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Next up is a new piece from a 20-year-old from Fremantle, Australia. His stage name is Yukio, but his given name is Timothy Arnott. Apparently, he's quite popular in his home country, with write-ups singing his praises. He does a wonderful job blending hip-hop, EDM, and with a touch of pop sensibility. His latest effort, Calling, he gets vocal help from Your Girl Foe. This self-released single came out February 3rd. It has already gotten almost 68,000 spins on SoundCloud. New music from Okio here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Tennis right after the latest here from Spoon.
Something to my mind could be your accent mixing with my from my kingdom, raise up my creatures, diamonds from space, pure facets and features.
Jack, jack from your lips, making you think I couldn't wait to let baby kiss some of those.
New music from Spoon here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's the music you might otherwise miss with TK. And I have to say, I'm impressed with the latest effort from these boys from Austin, Texas. It's been 3 years since their last album. They also have a new record label. They had been with Merge for almost 10 years. Then they went to Loma Vista and then on to Matador. The new album, Hot Thoughts, is due to be released on March 17th. And you just sampled the title track. Well, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. It's the part of the show when I like to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's pick is Tennis. Tennis is fronted by husband and wife team Elena Moore and Patrick Riley, and they're from the Denver, Colorado area. I first found them in 2012 with the release of their second album, Young and Old, which made my top 10 list of 2012. They were putting out steady stream of good, high-quality music over the last couple of years. They are now ready to release their fourth album, Yours Conditionally, on March 10th. Song I have for you now is Modern Woman, and it is the third pre-release single from the disc. So this is Tennis. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Kate, I'm so afraid you'll hate me. I think I might have made it true. There's no need to implicate me. You would never want the proof. All I want is comfort in a touch or a look. All I want is to get back the closeness you took. I know that
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Tennis with Origins, which was released back originally in 2012 on the Young and Old release. And again, that was listed as my top 10 of 2012. And you can find other lists of like two of 2016, for as a matter of fact, at my website. It's over at tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com, where you're checking out the best ofs. You can also check out today's new release show playlist. There's also some videos housed there and also some free downloads available as well. It's all there for you online at tksmusic.com. Keeping the music going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Matthew Sweet, and the album that's been re-released is Girlfriend. Matthew Sweet, well, he's a singer-songwriter and part of the Athens, Georgia burgeoning music scene back in the late 70s and early 80s. His first album was as a solo artist, came out in 1986. His biggest album, though, was the 1991 release Girlfriend, which could be heard on many college radio stations. This guy is prolific and quite collaborative. He's worked with Michael Stipe, R.E.M., Susanna Hoffs from the Bagels, and Pete Droege and Sean Mullins, as a matter of fact. I just found out that Sweet also has a new album set for release later this year. It'll be titled Tomorrow Forever. And I'm sure that's why this album has been reissued. The song I have for you is I've Been Waiting. So this is Matthew Sweet with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a new single from Secret Meadow. Secret Meadow is a four-piece indie pop band out of Jakarta, Indonesia. They performed in early 2016 and released their first single in September of that year. They're back in 2017 with a new EP. It'll be released February 17th, and it'll be titled Same Old Fear. And I just spun their endings, and it's the first single off the new upcoming disc. Keeping the tunes going here with a band called Sawyer. They are a self-described indie pop duo of Kel Taylor and Emma Harvey. And they're just waiting for Chris Martin's approval, unquote. They've been punching away at the music business for about 3 years now and released a series of singles, one album, and one EP. The latest effort is a single. It's called 10 Feet Tall. New music from Sawyer here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Kicking up dust so I can't see. Digging holes to prove I am deep. Why do I keep looking for a reason to be lost?
Oh,
New music from Day Wave here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. This is TK hanging here with me on a snowy Tuesday morning. Day Wave is just a stage name for Jackson Phillips, a very talented singer-songwriter based currently out of Oakland, California. He studied at the Berklee College of Music here in Boston. He was also one half of the band Carousel, of which I was a fan. I don't believe the band is still intact, but their Facebook page is still active and promoting Day Wave. Apparently, Phillips needed a different musical outlet. He released his first solo single called Nothing At All in November of 2015, which I featured. Since then, Day Wave has released two EPs and are now back with a brand new album. It'll be titled The Days We Had as a street date of May 5th. The song I just featured is called Something Here, and it's the second pre-release single for that disc. Next on the playlist is a band called Skaters. All capitals, by the way. They are an unsigned, self-described, quote, plasma punk. And they're a quartet out of New York City. Don't have a great deal of information on these boys. However, I'm hoping to get more. I liked them on the Facebook page and put a notation on their SoundCloud page, which was how I ended up finding out about this song called Mental Case. The new album is titled Rock and Roll Bye Bye, is due to hit the stores on March 24th. So here we have new music from Skaters here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Just take the time.
New music from Future Islands here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and closing off the two-song set was a nifty tune from Future Islands. They reminded me a bit of an 80s band, ABC. But this is almost 30 years later and from the other side of the Atlantic. However, I like the crooning style of the band's lead singer, Sam Herring, and the terrific electro-pop sound. This track, Ran, is from the new album's pre-release single. And the album is called A Far Field and has a street date of April 7th. Let me slip in one more from Mr. Elevator and the Brain Hotel. That is an interesting name for a band, I have to say. They're based in Los Angeles, California, and they have an interesting take on pop music. They're getting ready to release their second full-length album, When the Morning Greets You, on February 10th. This song, Sunshine Daydream, got my attention. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.